art thou, O great mountain. Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Sorry for that break.
Network problem.
It was network problem. We had to quickly switch to another network so that we can complete this particular teaching. Sorry for the network breakout. So number four, we're looking at number four. What we said was she wants you to know that she looks forward to your leadership. And I was giving a particular illustration. Every woman is looking up to the leadership of her husband. Every man has to provide that leadership. If you look at homes where there have been absentee fathers, it will always show and reflect on the life of the children. Most of the children grow up in a dysfunctional mode because the father is not always available. And so the man has to be there. A leader charts the course. He's the one, because he's the head of the house, the eyes are located in the eyes. You see, the husband is the leader that provides the navigation system for the family. He's the one that says, okay, I've got the map. This is where we are going.
Yes.
And so every husband has to be a priest, a prophet, and a king.
Yeah.
You see, your wife is looking up to that leadership. A lot of people will say, my wife does not respect me. Oh, she will respect you when you move into the place where God has placed you.
Correct.
That place is not a place of shouting and screaming at your wife and bellowing like the lion of the tribe of the house. No. It's a place of authority in God where you assume leadership. You see, every wife is looking for the husband that when you are ill will lay hands on you and cast out the demon and will not start to shake and say, I'm finished. I'm dead. What's happening here? Every wife is looking for that particular leadership. I'll say it again. She wants you to know that she looks forward to your leadership. And that is very powerful for us to take note of. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23, the Bible says there, it said the husband provides leadership to his wife the way Christ does to his church. Not by domineering, but by cherishing. I mean, it's powerful. Not by domineering, but by cherishing. So that is how the husband provides leadership. Not by screaming and bellowing, but by loving and caring for that woman. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3, the Bible says there, it says, I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. This is the order that God has established. And that order has to be followed. The wife is not the head of her husband. No, the husband is the head of the woman. In other words, leadership should come from the husband. The husband should provide adequate leadership. Sorry, that is NEPA striking there. But we'll put on the light in a moment. So, We see a situation where we are saying that God wants the husband to provide leadership. And that is very, very powerful. You see, I gave an illustration earlier where I said the husband was shaken when some hoodlums entered the home or entered the house. See, the reason he was shaken is because he wasn't going to take leadership at that particular point in time. You see, but he has to learn to take that leadership. It's extremely important because that is, sorry for that break, that was NEPA striking right there. All right, so we understand that this leadership has to come all of the time. Let's look at another scripture in the Message translation of 1 Corinthians 11:3. It says, in a marriage relationship, there's authority from Christ to husband and from husband to wife. The authority of Christ is the authority of God. I want you to see something there. The authority has to be from the husband to the wife. Authority does not flow up. It comes down. It has to be from the husband to the wife. So every wife that is trying to take the place of the husband, know that you are going against the injunctions of God. And every wife wants that leadership from the husband. Every wife, no wife is looking for a husband who is going to get drunk. No wife is looking for the husband who doesn't take his place in the place of devotion in the morning, in the place of leading the family in prayer and saying this is the direction we need to go to. Every woman is looking for that kind of man. And if you're a lady, you are not married. Let me tell you something. Never marry a man who has no direction. If he has no direction, where is he going to take you to? One of the greatest things a man can provide for his wife is that leadership, direction, navigation system. The husband has the compass to the family. And he says, this is where God is asking us to go. This is what God is asking us to do. We need to fast today. We need to pray today. We need to take communion right now. Those are spiritual things that a husband needs to do. All right? In 1 Corinthians 11:3, I already read that. You see, the authority flows. It flows from the husband to the wife and not the other way around. So let's know that every wife wants that husband to know that she's expecting leadership from him. Let's go to number 5 so that we can get this done quickly.
Time is already gone. I think.
Number 5.
Okay. So number 5, that was very good. That was a good one. And so we go on to number 5. Every wife would want a husband to know that she expects that you give yourself for her.
Yeah.
You give yourself for her, you give yourself to her. It's very, very important. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 5 and verse 25, the KJV version reads, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The Passion's translation of the same Ephesians 5:25 reads, and to the husbands, you are to demonstrate love for your wives with the same tender devotion that Christ demonstrated to us, his bride. For he died for us, sacrificing himself. And of course, the Message translation reads, and that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They are really doing themselves a favor since they are already one in marriage. So it's very important for husbands to give themselves to the wife. And in giving themselves to the wife, that talks about being sacrificial.
Yeah.
It talks about being sacrificial. You know that the ultimate thing that Jesus Christ came to do for the church is when he died on the cross.
Yeah.
And you know, Jesus Christ died on the cross like this. That is how husbands ought to lay down their lives for their wives. Now, you might be saying, how does that come to me? How do I have to die again for my wife? Do I have to kill myself? Then that means he becomes a widow and all that. What that is saying is that you have to crucify the flesh.
Yeah.
It's very important. For any husband to stand in the place of the husband that God instituted, that God ordained him to be, requires that he dies to the flesh. He has to die. The normal tendency for the husband is probably to go out and hang out with the boys, probably shout at the woman, you know, because Bible says that the husband is the head, the woman is supposed to be submissive, and, you know, men tend to think that position of being submissive is the same thing as being subservient. So, you know, husbands can roll out rules, can come home and say, okay, tidy the room, wash my clothes, make sure the food is ready and all that. But the Bible is saying, from the scriptures we read, that husbands have to love their wife, not in any way. You don't love your wife on your own term, but look at what Christ and how Christ loved the church. Look at how Christ loved the church and gave himself to it. That is the way God expects that husbands should love their wives. It says that when you love your wife, you are doing yourself a favor because you are already one in marriage. Now, every husbands have tendency to do what they would say men do normally. But no, in Christ, you have to crucify yourself. You have to crucify the flesh. Let the nails kind of restrict you, just like the nails was what made Jesus hang on the tree. So let there be the nails that is restricting you. Let there be nails in form of the Holy Spirit restricting you from being the natural way that you will go as a man. You know, some people will say men are supposed to be macho. You know, men are supposed to dictate and say, I am the man in this house. I am the head of this house. When a man is saying, I am the head of this house, the man has already lost leadership of that home. And so the leadership the woman is supposed to provide for the wife is supposed to be in tenderness, giving himself for her. You have to give yourself for her. You have to lay down your life for your wife. You have to crucify the flesh. The flesh doesn't want any man staying home. It takes God for a man to stay with a wife for 20 years, 30, 40 years, till death do us part. It takes God, it takes the Holy Spirit for a man to stick with a woman, to love the wife just as Christ loved the church. So husband, remember, you are not supposed to love your wife like your father did. In fact, the Bible says, for this cause, a man will leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. You are not supposed to love your wife like your father did, like your brother is doing, like a magazine told us to, like the Nollywood is depicting, like Bollywood is saying you should, like Hollywood is depicting. But you are to go into scriptures and love your wife as Christ loved the church, giving himself to her. And I'm sure every wife will be grateful for this. Every wife that sees that his wife is sacrificing for her will be grateful. And in turn, it will be easier for the wife to submit. So this point is emphasizing sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So very quickly, we look at the last point and then we close because of time. Number six is talking about the fact that she wants to be sanctified by you as the husband. The wife is looking up to you to sanctify her. That word sanctify, when we look at it in the literal Greek, what it means is to make holy, to purify or consecrate, and to venerate. You see, this is the approach we're supposed to have to our wives. And how do we do this? How do we sanctify our wife? How do we do this? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 tells us how to do this. It says that it might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water by the word. What does this mean? That it might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word. What it means is that our proclamation, speaking the word of God over our wives, will sanctify them. That is to say, we are not supposed to be speaking what is existing or what is obtaining, but we are supposed to be speaking what we are expecting to see in the life of our wife. For example, let's assume someone is married to a wife who seems a little bit laid back and lazy and doesn't like doing home chores. What should you do? Should you say, I don't understand. You are so lazy. No, that is not what you say. So you sanctify her by the washing of the water, by the word. So you keep on saying, my wife is hardworking. My wife is the best. My wife is fulfilling her place. That is the role the husband is expected to make. Every time you wash down your wife and you speak against her and then you use negative words, you are making things worse. Look at the example God gave us. God was going to bring Sarah to a point that she's going to conceive again, but Sarah's body is dead. Abraham's body is dead as well. What did God do? He changed their name. He changed Sarah's name from Sarai to Sarah, meaning a princess. Imagine calling a 90-year-old woman a princess. What was God trying to do? God was putting Abraham in a place where he would sanctify his wife by the washing of the water, by the word. So every time that Abraham said, princess, people around me laugh and say, what's wrong with these old people? But you see, the body system, the reproductive system of Sarah was responding to that word. The reproductive system that is already dead was now beginning to function like that of a princess. And that was how the Bible says Sarah received strength and was able to conceive. It was this process that Abraham practiced that he might sanctify, you see, and cleanse it by the washing of the water, by the word. In other words, every husband should not complain about their wife. Your wife comes as a raw material and then you process her by the word of living God into the picture that you have in your mind and what you want her to become. In the Message translation of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26, let's take a look at what it says. It says, Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke a beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her. And this is a place as husband that we need to be. Let your words evoke a beauty. Say beautiful things about your wife. Tell her how beautiful she is. Don't look at her and say you have a big tummy, you are this and that. No, let your words evoke a beauty and you will see her gravitate in the direction of your word. In the translation of that same verse, Ephesians 5:27 says, all that he does in us is designed to make us a mature church for his pleasure until we become a source of praise to him, glorious and radiant, beautiful and holy without fault or flaw. And so we see how this thing works. Let me read one last scripture before we close tonight. In Ephesians 5:28, the Passion Translation says, and that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They are really doing themselves a favor since they are already one in marriage. I want to believe, God, that we'll be blessed tonight. How husbands what every wife is expecting from her husband. Let's listen to this message. We had a break on Instagram, but in another 1 hour or so on Instagram, we're going to post the complete video on Instagram, and then we'll also have the video on YouTube. You can check our YouTube channel at Dunamis Tunde Okunowo and Instagram at Pastor Dunamis so that you can get blessed with this. I hope you've been blessed. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to quickly pray over our offering right now. As we take the offering, you will see the banking information on the screen that you can use in case you want to give. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen. We pray over our seed, our offerings. And we ask, O Lord, that your blessings will rest upon it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every lack, every spirit behind lack and poverty. We declare there is supernatural supply in the name of Jesus. We receive ideas from heaven, Amen. Ideas to prosper Amen. And to go ahead. Your word declares that you have pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. Yes. And so we declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are blessed financially Amen. And we have more than Amen. Enough. In the name of Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. In case Amen. You want to give from outside the country, please kindly go to the URL provided on the screen at kissesandnox.com/partnership and we'll be able to see some other options we can use to give right there. Before we go, a couple of announcements very quickly. We have an upcoming program that you don't want to miss. 31 Days of Marriage Challenge. My God, it's going to be an awesome time.
Awesome.
From 1st of July to 31st of July 2020.
Awesome.
It's going to be an awesome program. It's something you don't want to miss awesome. For anything. For 31 days,
yes.
We are going to be with couples. My God, I can't
wonderful.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's going to, there's going to be miracles in
Amen.
Homes and marriages.
Yes.
There's
yes.
going to be restoration
yes.
of all that is lost.
Mm-hmm.
We have a WhatsApp group that we've opened for all the couples that are participating to keep them on and to keep them moving. Register on b/31married. You can see it on the screen. Type on that and use it to register, and that will be sufficient for us. This program will feature 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. prayer every
yes.
night,
yeah,
every morning.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. And we have 31 days of
awesome.
Tips and for new wine and marriage and a whole lot of awesome things that we're going to have for married people. So rush to that URL is provided page and go ahead and register. Also for singles, between the dates of June 22nd and 28th, we are having 7 days of midnight prayers and teachings. You don't want to miss this.
Mm-hmm.
We are trusting God that singles will have their miracles.
Amen.
They will meet their husband supernaturally.
Amen.
And every spirit behind the lay will
Amen.
Be crushed
yes.
in the name of the Lord Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Amen.
The URL, you can see it on the screen right there, bit.ly/W singles. Just go ahead and register, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience with God. It's something you don't want to miss. Lastly, we have our Kisses and Us Club as an NGO is providing this very cheap training for young people. And we have about 40 people we are training right now, and you can register. And for the next 2 weeks, you can be on our portal and learn how to design website.
Yes.
You see, post-COVID reality, part of it is that you should be internet savvy and should learn how to do this thing. In 2 weeks, we're going to take you through learning how to design websites. You're going to learn how to navigate your way out to create online stores. So, catching on this training should go for around 35,000-50,000 and above, but we're doing a 5,000 naira registration fee only, and then you will have access to the portal. Rush to that place and register kissesandus.com/webclass and make sure you register as soon as possible.
Possibly.
It's going to be an awesome time.
Yes.
Wow. Thanks for joining us on our midweek service. It's been a wonderful time. This is Dunamis and Sophia saying thank you and God bless you. Like I said, the complete video will be on YouTube in another 1 to 2 hours. And we'll also be on IGTV on Instagram. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Yes, have a wonderful time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus, I would like to present us an opportunity to do so. It is the greatest decision you will ever take in your life. If you are making that decision this morning, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I declare you died for my sin. You rose up on the third day. From today, I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. In Jesus' name. Congratulations if you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to God's kingdom. Please kindly leave a comment or send us a message on any of our social media handles so that we can send you the relevant materials. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Dunamis and Sophia Noah and powered by the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Shouts of Grace Center, and Kisses and Hugs Club, an online ministry to singles and married couples. Connect with us on Instagram
at Pastor Dunamis, at Pastor Sophia Bola, at Shouts of Grace Center, at KC_Global, on Facebook at KC Global.
YouTube at Dunamis Tunde Nowo, on MixLR at KHC Global. Visit our website www.kissesandhugs.com.
Via our mail at kacpartners@gmail.com. To partner with us, kissesandhugs.com/partnership.
God bless you.